Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We, of course, have been following Ukraine very, very closely, but not only the war itself, also how it is being reported. William Bird is the director of Media Monitoring Africa. We wanted to ask him how Western media is doing using information for the for reporting of the war. We know that Russia has said that they are using information terrorism in that war. What is information terrorism? William Bird, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
So what is information terrorism? I've heard of all sorts of terrorism. I didn't know that information terrorism was a thing.
Well, I'm guessing that it might be something that we would more traditionally know as propaganda for war, which is actually, if you are using propaganda for war, that is an area of speech
right. That
isn't subject in South Africa to constitutional protection, and indeed internationally isn't something that is acceptable. I'm not quite sure if they mean that, but it sounds as though that's the kind of thing that they mean, although then they would, if they were serious about some kind of a concern about it, they would have used that legal term of propaganda for war, and then it would have had a lot more strength and resonance. My sense is that it's part of their own response to dealing with the disinformation that they have been busy putting out in relation to the war.
Yeah, because it's a bit the pot calling the kettle, isn't this? I mean, Russia being the one that has banned various sources of information for their public, and now accusing Western media of doing very much what they claim, what they are in fact doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, even with a whataboutism, it doesn't really work. So if there are media, I mean, Western media is a massive term. I mean, that's like probably several hundred, if not a thousand, different media houses across Europe, North America, you know, various parts of other parts of the world. It's not like it's a simple catch-all book, and that they're all doing exactly the same thing is just patently ridiculous. I think there what it's doing is it's suggesting, you know, that there's a whole group of people that are up against the Russians. If there are, however, media that are in the West, for example, that are using propaganda for war and advocating that they should be going and bombing Russia or that kind of thing, then, you know, they can and should be called out and you know, held to account for those kinds of issues. But for the Russians, who, as you correctly point out, have been significantly limiting freedom of expression in Russia, and have in various number of instances put it pushing active disinformation, you know, it's just, I guess it's par for the course. It's part of that goal of theirs, which isn't necessarily to get people to know what's going on. You just have to get them sufficiently confused and fearful to not know what's going on. That then you effectively win your battle.
How do we draw the line between reporting what people want to know and perhaps what we want them to know versus absolute truth? Because there is no doubt that a publication that supports Ukraine is going to report very, very differently to a publication that supports Russia. I think we have to accept that that must be a reality, surely.
Yeah, sure. And that's the thing, you know, propaganda for war is very clear in terms of when you'll know it when you see it. It's going out and saying, we need to go and kill X, Y, Z people. We saw it in the Rwandan genocide. We saw it with, you know, going back to the Nazis. That is a classic tactic of propaganda for war. This is the thing, and it's part of an overt build-up, and it's clearly linked to a very direct strategy that is pushing and asserting for and to justify, you know, going and carrying out acts of war, essentially, right? Now, that's one thing. It's a very different thing to be saying, well, we think that Russia are clearly fundamentally wrong. We're opposed to everything that they're doing, and we are clearly and firmly and unambiguously in support of the Ukraine, and therefore our news is going to reflect that. That might suggest that you're biased, especially if you don't cover issues like egregious violations of rights by Ukrainians, for example, if that were to occur. Then that would be a problematic thing to do, but just being biased isn't the same thing as active propaganda for war. And I think that it is important we draw those kinds of distinctions. So we need you know, diverse views. We need people to be saying, yes, we think this is great. We, you know, we should support Russia. No, we shouldn't. You know, all those kinds of things are very helpful and useful to get people to think through and understand the issues and make up their minds for themselves, as opposed to something that is saying violence is the answer. We need to go in there with a lot of guns. We need to be killing a lot of people, especially if they look like this, this, or this. You know, or we're going to go in and denazify. That kind of talk, when you talk about those sorts of things, it's a very different thing to saying, well, we think that Ukraine's great and Russians are terrible.
Is there a global body that monitors this? You know, I know we have sort of Media Monitor Africa yourselves. We've got within each country, I would imagine, you have organizations like yourselves that keep a very close eye on this type of thing. Is there an international body that does this?
So there are a number of groups that are doing some amazing work. Now, of course, I've just forgotten their names. There's a big hate crimes global group that tracks these kinds of things. And a lot of this kind of dialogue and these sorts of issues, they tend to be northern-based, and they tend to often limit their scope to particular areas. So as far as I'm aware, there's not a particular international organization whose mandate it is to look at these things, other than, of course, some of your UN bodies. They are, you know, there are some UN groups that are tasked with preventing genocide, for example, and so part of their mandate is to make sure that those kinds of crimes don't occur, and to monitor and track things that may be leaning in that direction. But it's not a specific mandate of any one group, as far as I'm aware.
It is 8:55. Absolutely fascinating conversation. William Burr, Director of Media Monitoring Africa, talking to us about Western media. Are they guilty of using information terrorism in the Ukraine war, as Russia is alleging? It's 8:55. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.